Morning. This is the time in our service where we confess our sins to God. We affirm to God our shortcomings, wrongdoings, and all of our disobediences. But these are nothing new to God, for He knows all our thoughts and all our deeds. But we do this so that we recognize our fallen nature. In Proverbs 28:13, it says, "Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy." This verse helps us to recognize that we need to confess our sins both before God and to each other. We must be iron to each other so that we can sharpen each other. Let us pray and confess our sins. Lord Jesus, we come to you today to confess our sins as a nation. Our leaders, Lord, and their evil state that they're leading our country into, we pray for them and pray that you'll give them a change of heart. We pray for our country and how it loves evil and hates you. We pray for the persecution of our faith and pray that you will use that to strengthen us. And we pray for the sins of our church, Lord, as we do not love each other as we ought and get into arguments over our faith. And we pray for our being lazy in our walk with you, and help us to sharpen each other by confessing our sins to each other. And we pray for our sins as individuals, Lord, for murder as we hate our brothers, and greed and envy and adultery. We're thankful for your mercy in knowing that you will take these sins and bear them for us, for you sent your Holy Son to die for us. We didn't deserve this. You gave it willingly to us, and we thank you for it. And we thank you in the name of the Son, and the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.